This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues into another week, the lawyer for the whistleblower whose serious concerns about the Trump-Ukraine telephone call, which set off the House impeachment probe, says his client has agreed to answer written questions. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us that Mr. Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a wish hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet-style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they tried pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Anti-government protesters in Baghdad shut down roads and government offices in the Iraqi capital on Sunday, and escalating a month-long string of rallies demanding political change. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered in recent days in Baghdad's Tahrir Square and across southern Iraq, shutting down markets, factories, schools, and universities in protest of the political system in place since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. The prime minister called for the shuttered places to be reopened, contending that the threat to oil facilities and closure roads had cost Iraq millions. This is